Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
How you doing, Mom?
Good. How about you? You're looking stylish right there today in that new shirt.
Oh yeah, you like my new shirt?
Yeah.
This time of year, I've always got a bunch of fresh shirts because my birthday is on May 29th.
Yep.
And so I get a lot of gift cards to Bonobos, and that's what I use them for. I'm trying to freshen up some key areas of the wardrobe.
It's looking good.
Yeah. You like it? It's
ready
like kind of like the sweater polo.
Very stylish.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, cool. So speaking of summer, this month we are talking about summer on Nantucket, including seasonal events like farmers markets and regular island traditions. Mom, what do you think some of the signature summer events that locals look forward to every year? And in locals, I'm going to include not just people who like live on the island year round, but people who come consistently every single summer.
One of the things that I think Nantucket did well when it was trying to convert itself from a 2-month seasonal business to a 6-month seasonal business, they put into effect a number of what they call festivals.
Mm-hmm.
From the wine festival to the book festival to the comedy festival.
Are all these in the shoulder seasons or are these in the summer season?
So they start in April mm-hmm. and go all the way through to December.
Mm-hmm.
January, February, March are a little bit quieter. But I think they did a really good of extending
mm-hmm.
both the retail season and the need for people that are working there and giving people more year-round jobs because they are working the different events.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, Nantucket is much more of a year-round experience than it used to be. I think it's been really good for the island's economy. It's become the kind of place where you can do a lot more than you used to be able to do. When I was a kid, it was basically summer cottage plus beach, right? And that summer cottage was not much to look at. Like, I'm sure there were the big fancy houses always, but a lot of them were basically uninsulated beach shacks. And people who were like small business owners or something like that would go there to summer. Then they'd go to the beaches and that was it. Call it a day.
Well, I think what people went originally, they would do sporty things like bicycle. They were runners, mm-hmm. walkers,
mm-hmm.
golfers, tennis players. And then everybody went to the beach. They weren't looking for what I would fall into the category of cultural events
mm-hmm.
that they might find interesting, like the wine festival for 3 days. If you're a wine connoisseur, people are drawn to that.
Yeah.
If you're a reader, you know, in June, they have a book festival.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer, the Boston Pops comes and does a major fundraiser for the local hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great because it's on the Jetties Beach, and it includes both people that want to go in and buy a formal table as you would at many fundraisers. And then the other group that's there are the people that bring their dinners, sit out and have big picnics on mm-hmm. the beach and watch the concert.
Yeah.
So it's a nice blend of different events throughout the summer that all economic levels can participate in.
I won't go so far as to say all economic
okay.
levels. It is Nantucket.
Well, you don't have to commit to go to a fundraiser.
You don't have to pay
$10,000 for a table.
Yeah.
You can go on the Jetties for $75 and get a ticket to listen to the Pops, which
totally.
Is nice.
Let's talk about lesser known seasonal traditions or local rituals that give summer on Nantucket its unique personality.
What would you think as someone who's grown up there?
It's hard to find something that's like not well known on Nantucket, but I'll throw out a couple that I think are interesting or like that you might not do if you were just going there for a day trip. So one is Great Point. So if you look at a map of Nantucket, there's this little like finger of sand that sticks out from the northeast section of the island, and you can actually drive on that. And depending on the time of year or the season, you can go pretty far ways out. And it's like incredible, right? On one side of this little strip of sand, there is just the Atlantic Ocean. And there's nothing between you and like, I don't know,
Spain.
Africa, Europe. Yeah, right.
Wherever 3,000 miles of Spain is what the slide says.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like really very humbling. And then on the other side of that strip of sand, perfect place to watch the sunset. You watch it set over both the island in the water, it's a really hard to replicate experience.
I think for people who haven't been to Nantucket, there are two things that they should know. One is it's a little difficult to get to because it takes some time.
Yeah. You got to deflate your tires to drive on the sand.
But the other thing is Nantucket is not a huge island. At the widest part, it's only 3 miles wide, and I think it's like 14 miles. Places that we're talking about at Great Point, which are maybe 3 miles out from Wolwinet on the beach, it's a good chunk of the island that's only reachable by water or a four-wheel drive vehicle.
That's right. The one other one that I would throw out there is Mattaket. I mean, it's a hike to get out there, and there's not a lot of stuff to draw you out there. There's like one taco shop at the end of the road, and there is a beach, but it's relatively inconvenient compared to the South Shore beaches, so not as many people go there. It's easier to find space.
Except I will disagree with you in that a lot of people have their boats there because there's a protected harbor.
That's right.
So that draws boaters who don't necessarily want to be moored in the harbor.
That's right. There's the boat area. But you go to the beach there right by Mattaket Millies. It's nice. It's like a nice beach. You know, I went fishing there last summer. You can walk a pretty decent ways out into the ocean on this other like sandy spit. We caught a striper out there. We saw a giant sea turtle. It's like cool and kind of remote. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to take a question from the audience.
Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs too. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today.
As a real estate agent who knows the island well, what advice would you give someone hoping to experience a truly local summer, not just the tourist version?
So I think there are two types of visitors. One that comes to Nantucket and chooses to stay in more of a remote, self-contained home and situation. Mm-hmm. For example, on the Pulpus Road, there might be 3 or 4 acres. They might have a pool and they tend to bring friends into them. Mm-hmm. They invite people to come. Then I think there's a second group of people who live in small communities, whether it's Sconset, whether it's the in-town locations.
Tom Nevers,
or it could be Brant Point. Mm-hmm. You choose different locations based on what you like to do, how you see your summer. I think that's the first decision you have to make is, do you want something that's more self-contained, remote, or do you want to be participating in a community? That has big bearing on where you end up.
Yeah. I would say if you're trying to get a truly local vibe, anything to do with the water is a good starting point. And in the summer, if you're into like fishing at all, Nantucket's a good fishing spot. If you're into sailing, it's actually a great sailing spot. There's a couple of harbors that you can sail around if you're kind of a novice. If you're more advanced, there's some pretty good sailing outside of the main harbor. So you can't really go wrong getting out on the water in Nantucket. And then I think if you want to go like, I think like Coho Tu is pretty cool. I don't know if you've been out there anytime recently, but it's still neat. And it's this little beach. You can always see it from town, but nobody goes there because there's not a road there.
Right.
But you can take a boat there.
Or go by beach, by the sand.
That's right. Yeah, you have to go out. Exactly. Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question answered, you can either slide into our DMs or send us an email at contact@yatesteamboston.com.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.